Welcome to Top Score from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Emily Reese. So here's the deal. Sam Hulick, Sasha Dekitsian, and Chris Velasco wrote a ton of music for Mass Effect 3. The four of us were to have a conversation before the game's March 6th North American release, but we knew we wouldn't be able to talk about any plot. So we wanted to make the best show possible. We're going to wait until the week of March 12th to have our chat. Having said all that, I thought it'd be fun to relive some of our favorite moments again, courtesy of Sam, Chris, and Sasha. We'll get to hear samples of Sam, Chris, and Sasha's music for Mass Effect 3. Sam Hulick has been heavily involved with the Mass Effect franchise since its inception. He and Jack Wall co-wrote the original Mass Effect theme, which is heard, of course, throughout the game. But there's another track written just by Sam that we hear quite often while we're searching the universe. Clear to me how different my experience would have been had Sam Hulick not been involved in Mass Effect. His haunting music for Sovereign fills my ears and my soul each time I hear it. It made me feel as though I really was standing before the vanguard of my destruction. He uses low brass, low strings, there's a choir. Then you toss in this sentient machine that's weaving tales of destruction to my Commander Shepard. It is so good. After playing through the Mass Effect 3 demo a time or two or three, it's safe to say that Sam's Sovereign theme is heard very prominently in the score to Mass Effect 3. I love how Sam references Sovereign's theme for one of the very final tracks of the game, Mass Effect. It's called From the Wreckage. Chris Velasco and Sasha Dekitsian joined the Mass Effect composers team during Mass Effect 2, penning two popular DLC packs, starting with Kasumi Stolen Memory. Chris and Sasha said something really great about working on Mass Effect. They said, "We wanted to pay homage to the great 80s sci-fi sound of the first game while moving the music forward, delivering a sound that matches ME3's cinematic quality." Well, about a year after Kasumi Stolen Memory came out, BioWare released the Arrival DLC, for which Chris and Sasha also wrote music. One of the very first things we'll experience when we begin Mass Effect 3 is the creation menu. Some of us spend a great deal of time crafting our Commander Shepherds. I personally went with the silver hair in the demo, but I'm thinking pink for the first playthrough. Now, whether or not you spend time on every single detail of Commander Shepherd's appearance is beside the point. You'll still be treated to Chris and Sasha's music. And while I'd much rather be treated to a more melodic sample from Sam, which he does so well, here's a slice of what combat sounds like on Mars. Well, that's all the Mass Effect love I can share with you at this time, and I'm looking very forward to eventually sharing with you our conversation with Sam, Chris, and Sasha. You've been listening to Top Score from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Emily Reese, and our technical director is Sam Keenan. So check this out. Here's what's coming up in Top Score over the next few weeks. We have Ron Fish from Batman Arkham City. He also wrote music for God of War and Rise of Nightmares. Darren Korb from Bastion, which has won loads of awards. And Richard Jakes, who just finished writing music for the Muppets DLC pack for Little Big Planet 2. You can follow us on Twitter and Tumblr at Top Score Podcast.